okay, let's go a little further there. Now, one of the things that I would love to see that the government of Barbados do when we talk about Ministry of Health is to see if they can invest a lot of money, and just bait for rats, where you can spread it around in Bridgetown. Bridgetown should be a place free of rats, totally. When you go through Bridgetown, where the people are, where they're vendoring stuff, all these big things that cats running through Bridgetown. Bridgetown should be a place kept clean. And if they have to spend $1 million, I think they should spend it by de-ratting Bridgetown, keeping Bridgetown clean.
I agree. What about prevention? As we know, we got the, even when we had the problem, one of the places that was kept fairly clean is Bridgetown. A lot of people may not recognize it, but Bridgetown got multiple pickups during the day. And then at night, they got not only pickups, but sweeping. You will see people.
I'm talking about the prevention.
Because yeah, remember, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm not only talking about the scavenger truck picking up, cleaning up. I thought naturally rats increasing. Just rats increase.
What causes them to increase?
Well, being something, although the garbage may be gone, they still have their homes around the boxes and certain things.
Right, so we do the baiting. But remember, we don't take away the feast that they have and the refuge that they have and the castles that we create for them, right? They would only breed more. So you will kill out two. But the litter, the next litter is about 8 little YCYCs. You understand?
Listen,
so that's why you're saying
we gotta. I'll be honest with you. If I had to de-rat them, I would never stop till everyone vanished. Young, old, everybody, till they vanish. But listen,
do you know how long we were baiting Bridgetown? You ever saw the blocks, the green? They were baiting for a while. But you have to work on prevention, sir.
That's just the thing I want to say.
Because for every rat that go and eat that, how many are being bred nighttime? You know, the night cold and the male rat feeling bold, you know? So
I can put no more. Anyway, let's go further. They would analyze that in times to come. Garbage. When I said garbage, the question I want to ask you now, bro, if Barbados keep importing tin, let's use the word tin, cars, microwave, stove, refrigerator, all these type of things, tin in, material, in this country, another 10 to 15 years, what is going to become of Barbados if Barbados don't have what we call an export for these materials, cleaning up this Barbados, cleaning up all the cars from the garages and all the transport board old buses, they talk about keeping parts for the transport board, or no. If I was them people, I would clean up the whole area and bring in new buses, but I must be able to ship back all of that material. We have glass, we have tin, and we have rubber, the wheels. If we can have a manufacturing company in Barbados where we can melt down the rubber for the roads, we can use the glass if you want to recircle the glass, and the tin, we can ship back the tin. Because what I'm concerned about is if all the car garages and all the people that import cars in Barbados or vehicles in Barbados for the next 10 years, what is going to happen to Barbados with what you call material, thinning buses, material? The next 10 years, what is going to happen to Barbados? A little dump yard in a smart way. And I'm concerned about that. Where China and those bigger countries are digging up these things out of a mine, making billions of dollars in the Caribbean, shipping them down here to develop their weapons up in the east, but they're using the Caribbean and these small little islands as a dump yard secretly, telling us then, oh, new cars coming down. Yes, then if we are Barbados, pack up with cars and vehicles now, and the garage pack up, the new garage pack up, and the old garage pack up, and then some crisis hit Barbados, like an oil crisis, and nobody can move a car out their yard, Barbados is going to be like a zombie. Barbados is going to be in a mess. So what I'm concerned about is there, if they don't block up these materials and ship them back, have a small company for a recycling manufacturing, materials, something like it. Because what I'm looking at, too, is, if I'm wrong, sir, when there's certain cars in Barbados that what we call black smoking or need these type of things in body works and so on, and then they're taking them to the mechanic shop and saying, this car is looking good, I can't get rid of it. I'm saying that if MTW is looking at a certain age group of cars, they should be able to take them off the road and have some kind of agreement with those car companies where they can take those cars from people. And if a car costs $3,000, let's say that, give them a discount for $1,000 where they can bring a brand new car. So what we're looking at, Barbados, now is to improve on vehicles. And the average poor man can bring out a Mercedes-Benz. Let's draw it close to that. And the car should be that expensive, because if I am shipping back out material to you, you should be able to ship me a car on a cheaper rate where the average person can drive a decent car.
I wanna just remind Barbadians from the words of the Minister of Energy. And he said the Cabinet of Barbados, any Barbadian out there that wanna become a millionaire, you can just listen in on this. The Cabinet of Barbados is looking for a way to efficiently convert a lot of the cars we have here to electric vehicles. Because the whole idea is they would like to bring in a lot of electric vehicles. But the question is, what do you do with the existing vehicles? So if you can convert them, the minister said you could become a millionaire overnight if you could find a way. So I want to thank you for reminding us and putting us on that path. Brass Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
I'm giving thanks. Blessed New Year to you and to the whole of Barbados, because I want to commend Barbados for their sanctity, you know, because that wars never make a solution for anything. It is the things that you reiterated earlier that makes a country productive. And it's the quiet and coolness and beautifulness of people to be quiet and nice and wait upon this supreme God to do the things, because storms never last. And we got to realize that if we fight and we beg and make noise, we will not prosper. And the elderly people prosper in this country because they were very hardworking and they did these right things that was to be done. And then we have a beautiful country that is the envy of all the world. Mm-hmm. I have persons in Germany and all sorts of places that call me and say that Barbados is a very nice place, because they're very concerned even though about the amount of murders we are having. So we got to mentor our young people that they must remain calm and things nice will happen to them. But on the point of order, there's a lady that called about a problem with construction. But there's a construction corporation forming in Barbados whereby all contractors will be police. And it was supposed to be on the air on some time, but I don't know what happened that it didn't come on the air or your great station. Because it would be the direct remedy to cause all this nonsense to stop. But what I'm saying...
What is that?
It's called Contractors, the Corporation of Contractors and Artisans Association.
Right, yes. I working on getting y'all in. I wanted it last year, but beginning this year, I wanna do that.
Yes, sir. Because that would actually cease all the problems, because the contractors will have to have a contractor certificate, which is coming from the Barbados government, which you want to get it from in Central Police Station. So when a contractor cannot be a contractor unless he have that certificate whereby a court of arbitration can become, if anything happened with the lady or anything, she would even get back her money. So all these things will put the construction order in place where the Barbados government can actually prosper. But I'm saying too, sir, that we in Barbados must realize that we should also listen to one another. We must not be so quick. I hear your first preamble when you spoke in the first, when you opened, that things happen quickly for one set and never happen quickly for the other set. And which is very correct. And I believe that we as a human being, as a civil society, because we call Barbados to a civil society, but just a couple of persons, you know, believe that they can just escape. And another thing I want to touch before I go from this message is that rats. These are things that were from creation, and London had a lot of rats. All the places, but if you kill them, they're still going to come back. But what you got to do is keep the places from the lot of food and waste food, and then you have a minimum. Because there's certain things that were created from antiquity that cannot ever be eradicated unless you want it to be exempt. And if you exempt one part of creation, then you cause a piece of centipede is not good. But yet still they use in the earth in order to stop earthquakes, because they actually ventilate certain crevices in the earth, because the earth was made so meticulous. And that's the thing, sir. I like how you speak on the lines of having Barbados to come to a amicable solution whereby we can become quiet and nice people, because people only prosper when they become nice. And we're speaking about the environment again with the welfarers all over the world and the people, persons. So many times I had belonged to an organization earlier as a younger man. We were asking people to abandon nuclear weapons. But now they're saying they're enriching nuclear weapons. And these things is going to cause humanity to be extinct. Because they can't really get extinct directly, but they will all be crippling people. But then it will actually be rejuvenated again because these things will be gone. But no country can prosper if they fight wars. Wars have never yet made a solution. The 1937 Red and Barbarism caused a lot of innocent people to lose their lives. But then they went on to realize it was wrong. We never fight since. Because we realized that we can prosper. We had millionaires. We have persons come from the lower echelons that rise up because that they were peaceful. So many things happen to me where they lose all sorts of properties and they never make a noise. Even the Barbados government owe me, so I never make any noise about it. Because I know that a time will come and everything will be surfaced. Are you hearing me, sir?
I am here listening to you loud and clear.
Yes, please.
The thing is, with these things, is that we have to be strategic and systematic about them. When you talk about the young people and you talk about Barbadians generally, this is not something we can just talk at them about. We have to be very systematic. And I think that we lack that. When we talk about slavery, when we talk about the effects, impacts, and reversing those of slavery, I think that we talk about it in isolation. We lecture at people. When we talk about what's happening to our young people, we come up with ads. Put down the gun. Put down the gun. You got people out there shooting up people. You think I ain't listening? I said, oh, my, all right, have my gun. They done. You know, those things are so unrealistic. It isn't funny. And so I think that the same way that these things have been caused systematically, they must be reversed equally or even more powerfully systematically the same way. But I don't think that we are equal to the challenge right now, because we've become so accustomed again to convenience over effort and form over substance, and that is a serious that's seriously impacting on what we are doing.
Yeah, Mr. Lane, sir.
Yes, please.
I want to reiterate this, sir. You know that when a fireman going to a fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
He don't actually carry fire. He carry water. But what I'm trying to tell you, sir, that if we understand the laws of nature, we got to let the young people know that whatever they do, it will come back to haunt them.
They don't, but some of them don't care. You see that way, Tom, being simplistic. When we were doing this YouTube series, right, with badness and so on, and as I said, what I liked about it is that the people aren't even acting, you know. These are people, these gangsters, bad boys, and all these things. And some of these people that you see shooting people, when they are talking to their friends, they're like, see, I know I can get that on, but I can tag on as many as possible. And you would think that they're gaffing. You would think that they're just saying so for bravado, right? But they mean it, though. They mean it like, oh, I get dead, and people can pour a little Hennessy on my casket and make it light up one, and they can shoot a couple in the air. And I don't. When you're talking to those type of people, right, you got to bring them back to reality before you tell them, oh, if you do this, you can get time in jail. If you do this, you can get killed. I mean, like, they're like, so, you know, and you got to understand that. Do not use the level of your thinking, understanding, and background to try to understand these people. You will be totally lost. It is like mandering to the baby. You wouldn't understand it.
Sir, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you understand, sir. There are ways of doing things and going to people. If you go to them on that same level, I speak to so many young people already changed them, sir.
Okay.
I had a construction firm in my early days. Bobby, this was the same way.
And have you talked to, sir, forgive me for interrupting, because I get really passionate about these things. You say you talk to people and you change them. I think you should leave your name with the producer, because I believe the government, the police, everybody should hire you and get you to do this, because I don't believe it is that easy.
But, sir, hello.
Yes.
You know, every continue to tell people, right? And most of these people that used to get on with that kind of behavior are actually hungry, because that we should find gainful employment in the order of the how these people think. Because you can actually find the reason for a person getting on the way like that. They either have a parental problem or some person not listening to them in the way they do.
I agree.
So that's the reason why you got to do it. You got to find the root of the matter, what causing the people to get on. So sometimes the parents in trouble. Sometimes the mother can't pay the water bill. And sometimes they too never had tea this morning. And it came from this. I believe when I was going to school, I'm going to be there. We used to get food home, because in those days you could get water cold and everything was going. But yet still at school there was a ration at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. We would get biscuit and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, please.
All the schools would give you biscuit and milk. Sometimes the drink vans would come out certain. And these are the things you got to come back to people. And if you show them kindness from the early days of their life, then it would not remove from them. You know, they would continue in that vein. And that's where the older people remain so sane and could have taken things and saved money. You can plant a field of corns. My grandmother told me at one point, sir, you can never be hungry. I said, why, Grand? She said, because the land is there. You don't have any money? Go and fork your land and plant some beans and plant some carrots. And that's what he did. And I was able to suffice to myself in my own school shoes as a little boy because I fought and planted, and so many people in the village did that because they never left one square ounce of land unavailable from being worked. But now we have gone back to the material, giving our children cell phones, and then to open the phones and see certain things that they shouldn't know. Then it was a certain age they didn't know nothing about sex. Until you get a certain age, the whole children come, people say, where the children coming? But now all the small children, I was on a bus going to do a job on a certain place, and I see a little girl with a cell phone, and I asked the girl, what did they watch? And the whole bus wanted to kill me. But I said, no, then I quiet them down by telling them the reason why that I why you think, because people say, mind your own business. But if you mind your own business country, the country will go to the hand. But Barbados is a beautiful country, and it is one of the countries that can rule the world. I see it so over and over at certain meetings that they went to.
Sir, I want to tell you that you weren't wrong. It's just, I think what you did was you just only said a part. I know that you expanded it, made a lot of sense. Because what you said and what I heard and what other people heard may be three different things. Because what it sounded like to me you were saying is that you just spoke to people and they changed. But when you look at the fact that you are actually investigating the root cause and you show that you care and you add all of those ingredients and elements to the scenario, it makes a super difference to saying, I talked some people and the change, because you then should be a billionaire, sir. But I do understand, I don't want to become defensive. I want to say I agree with all the things you said after that, that they're perfectly correct, in my opinion, my humble opinion. All right, thank you very much for calling. I saw something here I wanted to read. Okay, here it is. There's some people reaching out to the older lady, and I hope that this can, you know, work out itself. This one says, hi Corey, can you mention the can outside of the University of West Indies Cave Hill? This has been here after months. It's an accident waiting to happen. They send a picture and the can is just simply by the road, just waiting to roll into the road to have somebody divert off it and hit someone. It's right by the corner turning into UE if you're heading toward the eastern side. They go on to say there's also a dead cat at the bus stop at the Center for Creative Imagination. I want to make a comment about that, but let me just move on. This one says, Corey, according to what you just read the Barbados Water Authority meter. I don't see anything wrong with a customer making a request of the Barbados Water Authority to pay for the service they want to have it checked. The check-in may save them thousands of dollars in water bill. So there is another side to the scenario. Brass Stats, good morning. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, you're on the air. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Corey.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. What about you?
Haven't heard you in a while. I'm trained to be.
I listen
to you. Some people like to live in this space. Very sorry for that lady with the situation that she found herself in. It is just that she went in the wrong hands. Mm. If she probably got to people like yourself and I, she would have probably gotten a little help. But I can't promise it because I am not Christ and I don't intend to play that. But I would say if some of the government departments don't pay some people, which is small people too, I don't know if she thinks that one of those small affairs that get away with murder are going to come back. I'm very sorry for her. I've just done sorting out a situation, some person who ran into that situation twice. And I really felt it. Corey, I felt it to see when some person can take people money. On two occasions.
But that is rampant around this place. And I'm not an alarmist. I ain't sensationalizing it. We have rampant tradesmen. I would call it tradesmen fraud. I don't know what to call it. It need a term. It is rampant. The you see someone mentioned that, right? And then all of my devices, everything, the WhatsApp, the chat, my own phone, people just sending me example after example after example. And they don't even have to send one. I've heard so many, I've visited so many, and because people has come there. You see, I want to show you this. Come up by me. Meet me here. Meet me there. So
I wonder how you make it. I know I may all know. To run to you, for the answers.
Well, my mother told me a story about a donkey when I was young, but I ain't going to share it now.
You can't share all, no. You can't
do all
the situations.
What I
basically call about is that I think by now the government is in power going 2 years. I think by now that some of the smaller contractors in this country should have a chip at some of the jobs that have knocking about the place. I use the term knocking about. I know you well understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
There are some areas that still look loose out there. For argument's sake, the government, the Minister of Transport and Works, I believe the road cleaning and so forth come under that section. You know, and rather than continue to warm over soup, I think that they can allow some small contractors who have their own bobcat, who've got their own trucks and so forth, apportion out some of the cleaning of the roads, gutters, etc. And in that, which is simple, make known to those persons, at the end of the day, you do $300 for the work today, you're being paid that. I expect that by the end of the day, if you want your check 14 days from now or 21 days from now, you remove that stuff within a week or so of that cleaning. Corey, I can assure you that some of the areas that is being hanging about with, as you would still pass and see the old-time system, at 12 and 15 people on the side of the road, Waterford, bottom, this place, the next place, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock when you swing back, people with umbrellas sitting down on a stool and all kind of thing. Nonsense. We will never get anywhere with that kind of thing.
Correct.
Pay the people by task. Give the young contractors in this country some work to do which they are not doing. Huh? I know he would not have gotten in on your program on Sunday, so he didn't even try. But I think you had the Honorable Minister in there, and the Minister at one point in time, I don't think I'm wrong, she said that when the people come to Barbados, that you must greet them properly, speak to them, and how are you doing? And you hope you do have a good day. Well, this is not a normal thing, Barbados. Some of the ministers ain't government, no pass rule, and no, don't speak to them. That was in the same constituency that they went wrong to, so I don't know what the minister was talking. And I need to bring back here, I've heard now the second or the third time, have no briefs whatsoever, Corey, with none of the ministers in government, none of the ministers. Respect all of them. But when I hear some of them talking things that I find there's only a speech that comes from the head of the department who obviously deal with these situations, it bothers me. I have heard, this is about the second or the third time, I've heard the Minister of the Economy, I heard him spoke, I forgot this morning news, I've heard him last week, and you read back very carefully what is happening in certain places and things like that. What I'm not hearing, and why I say this, is because in the last administration, the minister that was in charge of that minister was even a little better. And when I say that, and I can call names, they're not stealing, they're not labeling this. Richard Seeley, at that point in time, was the minister in that area. And they used to have, every year, Martin Day, they used to have a little get-together for the former seamen that used to ply their trade from Barbados, various parts of the world, by way of shipping companies picking up people. You know, all I've heard is talk from that time, and now the same thing is happening here, but the only thing I've not heard that they would have had any bus rides for the old seamen who would have been past age now and so forth. But the easiest thing that I believe could happen for Barbadians, some people to be employed, we have a hell of a lot of young people who work in the hotel industry.
Yeah.
Hotel industries close off a section in the year, which is known as the dry time or the hard time. You know, all of those store ships that come here carry stewards deck to deck, and some of those ships have bundles of decks on them. I would like to know, and which I asked at one of those meetings, because I don't know if you know, Corey, that I was also a seaman, and not just one that is qualified.
Right, I know that. I've heard your contributions through the years.
I cannot understand why I am not hearing. You have people that have a harbor office, that have a harbor master office here, whether it's in the port, whether it's outside of the port. There have to be a harbor master in this master office in this country. If some of those people who work in those government offices are worth the salt, they would be writing some of the companies that ships come in Barbados, allowing them to know that they have capable people to work in the store department, which means some of those young hotel workers could join some of those ships when they're changing crew at Barbados. Barbados would say, listen, I got some people here. I'm not bullying you, but I would like you to take some of these fires that we have here in the store department.
But let me ask you a question. Because you don't only have a big mouth, but a loud voice, right? You ever call up these people and put this to them? Because what happened, government is a continuum, right? But you know, sometimes when government change, you move around people, sometimes strategically, or you clean house and you shift and transfer people. So some of the good ideas from before might be lost. Somebody like you and Lawrence, and I think y'all need to get in contact with these people, because this country is ours, you know. We think it belongs to the government. It is ours. And then you should pick up the phone, because no, you don't put number 3 or 4 fantastic ideas back to back to back to back, right?
I'm not going to leave it just so, though.
Man, I got to call them people.
I may have a lot of bad friendship with people when they tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the Minister of the Blue Economy tell anybody in either one of the speeches that he had that for the last 3 to 4 months that there's a program out there that they're seeking a young Barbadian who worked in the south of America has a program where they want to recruit young Barbadians seamen to work on the river, on the Mississippi River.
Mm.
You don't know that project ain't getting away since last year yet.
But see, it can't be about friendship, you know. This ain't primary school. This is a country that
we run. I understand it has its blessings.
Mm-hmm.
But you talk about lazy people. We got lazy people knocking around in all the areas that we can think about. All the areas we could think, but I can pinpoint nothing. But I only know South Korea that I could talk as I think right.
On that note, it's 16 minutes. On that note, sir, it's 16 minutes after 11 o'clock. Thank you for the call. And I hope that even if you ain't pick up the phone and call them, that the radio dial set to 92.9 FM and that they hear you. This is Down to Brass Stars. According to a few people, Ian Shepherd, locked on. My good friend Rambo always amazed me. Got these young people I know, Mitsubishi crew, shout out the Subaru crew, of course, that locked on. And they said, well, when they listening, and then they could repeat to me almost verbatim how or what it is we talk about. So I said, okay, yeah, y'all listening. And Aunt B, who don't want to become a regular caller but would like to call in, call in, man. She said the people ain't give her a name if she keep calling, but I invite you to call. We already have a name for you, Aunt B. This one says, why is it that the police only charging people found with the weapons? What about the persons who are importing them? If you follow up on what's happening in customs right now, with the security upgrade, with the upgrade of the scanners and all these various things, we hoping to net a few big fish soon. So we look forward to that. Or is that a pipe dream? Couple of WhatsApps and then we run over to the phone lines. Or let's go to the phone lines. Because I understand we have the Barbados Water Authority on the line as well. Brass Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Corey. This is Yvette Harris Griffith.
Hi, good morning. Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I am actually calling in relation to the issue that has been highlighted by some callers concerning the reinstatement of the meter test fee by the Barbados Water Authority.
Callers and also comments on your Facebook page, which I'm sure you would have seen.
Yeah. Correct. Well, firstly, Corey, this is not a new initiative, and it is a statutory requirement under the regulation CAP 274A of the Barbados Water Authority Water Services Regulations 1982.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply being reinstated at this stage.
Right.
Now, specifically, the request for meter test is one that the authority receives about 3 or 4 requests at a maximum per month.
Mm-hmm.
For 2019, there were approximately 50 service calls received for meter test, 50 requests, and even fewer for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Please bear in mind, Corey, that there are approximately 115,000 water meters in the field, both domestic and commercial. And the authority, of course, would have investigated the 50 reports in 2019, and the results revealed that 2 of the meters were faulty.
Right.
What I am going to do at this stage, if you will permit, is ask our revenue manager, Denise Jones, to explain the process for the meter test so that customers understand that process.
Good. Go ahead. Go right ahead. We appreciate it too, actually.
Good morning, Corey.
Yes, please. Good morning. So, welcome.
Thank you so much. Once a customer makes a report that leads to the service call, as Yvette would have mentioned, to a meter being purported to be faulty, DWA basically dispatches its inspector to the field to do some tests. The inspection of the meter on location. This investigation is extensive and sometimes can involve checking the premises for signs of possible leaks, as well as the inspection of the actual meter for any obvious fault. This is done at no charge to the customer. Sometimes the inspector also does internal inspections of the property itself. Now, following this initial step, if the customer insists that the problem is definitely the fault of the meter, and then the customer requests a further meter test, then it is at this stage that the customer has to pay the $50 plus VAT for that meter test, which is the second test, basically. Meter is then physically removed from the location, replaced with a temporary meter, and then the original meter is taken to the authority's testing facility to be checked by our meter testing personnel. Now, the customer is usually informed of the date that the meter test will be done and invited to be present to witness the test if they so desire. If the meter is found to be faulty at that time, the meter test fee is refunded to the customer and his account for water charges is adjusted to reflect his usual charges. So that's how the process goes.
Mm-hmm. But what do you say to the persons out there who've called from the consumer perspective, who've put on your Facebook page, you put a meter on my house to measure how much water I use to pay you. I want it checked because I feel it reading wrong. It is your meter. Why don't you pay for it? Why don't you charge? And if I don't let me add on the second part yet. It is your meter. You deal with your meter. I can deal with my pipes. You deal with your meter. What do you say to that person that is of that thinking? It seems to be the majority of your customers, by the way.
Right. What I would say then is, just as I said earlier, we send the inspector out and we do the meter testing on location. Mm-hmm. It's when the customer disagrees with our position, if we test and find that the meter is accurate from our perspective and the customer disagrees with that, then the customer is asked to pay for the additional test.
Right. My thing is always about language and the psychology of language. So for me, I would not tell people, I wouldn't have this argument necessarily, but I want to tell people to get the meter test. I would call it something else. If you want an advanced test or second opinions, I would call it something else so that people understand. Because from your explanation, now it sounds even more reasonable. Because for me, and I understand all of this, but I'm asking for the person who may not understand, or sometimes people are sufficiently aggrieved that they do not want to understand. For me, I would call it something else so that people understand. If you want a further investigation or some fancy word that would put on it, that there is a cost attached to that. Because as you read it on the Facebook, or as the persons explained when they called in, it seemed like, I got to pay for a test for your meter. Full stop. So for me, I am glad for this call, and it's something I've been calling from the time I sat in this chair, for authorities, people in the know, to come and bring the facts. Because a lot of the times when I say hello, good morning, and welcome, we have people with opinions, and it's not really their fault. It is really your job, your responsibility to do just what you're doing now. And I want to commend you and Yvette for coming forward, stepping up to the plate and bringing this explanation. If there are other further queries from Malcolm Gibbs Tate or any other person, I would be feel free to read them out, and then we can always have an exchange on or off air via the media or WhatsApp, and so on. I think my producer Dennis too, he wants to weigh in a bit, so please don't move.
Yeah, not weigh in a bit. I just want to ask a question, and if there is evidence of malicious damage, what happens? Because I know people sometimes, animals get loose, chains get wrapped up, cars hit it. Sometimes people tamper. If there's evidence of malicious damage, what happens?
Right now, Dennis, we are now looking definitely at that situation when it comes to malicious damage, because the Act does support us in damaging of the meters and so on, where we can indeed apply a charge for the damage of our equipment. And that is definitely within the law, and that is something that we are indeed considering now, but that will take further discussion.
The other part to this, though, is why I ask is how you determine what happens. Because I've seen meters with the tops removed, and mm-hmm. callers to the program suggested that it's the meter readers who kick it off, take it off, don't put it back on. I don't know how it happens, but I've seen a lot of them that seem to have things done to it. Either the tops removed or they seem to be tampered with in some way. So I suppose the challenge would be determining how it was damaged.
That's correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Right. So good, thanks. When the issue came out, the malicious damage, I was thinking about insurance and meters and if we need to go that far, because some meters, as you would appreciate, are on the front road and somebody may have a car that may run off and hit them. Who pays for that if the car doesn't stop? Is it the homeowner? Is it the water authority? Or does it become a police matter? What has been the experience in relation to damage that way, which may not be necessarily malicious but unintended?
No, but as I said, this is something that we are currently reviewing, so I really can't give a position at this point.
All right. Once again, I want to thank you all for stepping up to the plate. And I know we have an open line of communication with you guys at the Barbados Water Authority. So thanks again for calling and stepping up to the plate.
Not a problem, Corey. Thank you as well.
Thank you very much. We continue with Down to Brass Tacks. These WhatsApps, I wanted to get a few of them out, weren't working earlier. So let me see if I can get some of them pushed out here right now. This one says, good morning, Corey. Would you be able to enlighten me why the government watchmen have to work 72 hours when normal working hours in this country by law is 40 hours? No bank holiday pay either. How could the unions be sitting silent on matters like these? And you have to ask the persons who pay their dues to the union, how could unions be silent on this? Because you have to activate your union through your shop stewards, etc. In relation to the watchmen versus security guards, I spoke to the PS responsible for the government security a few months back, and an explanation was given, and it was along the lines of the different legislation that they fall under. Now, for me, at face value, it doesn't seem fair, and it's something I believe need to be reviewed. A lot of these things, and if you look at the legislation in Barbados, there are two major sets of legislation you will see coming out in the 1920s and the 1960s. So there is some updating that needs to be done. And I think that almost all the laws of Barbados need to be dried, kicking and screaming into the 21st century and prepared even for the 22nd, because we can't wait. Until then, let's get some of these going faster. This one says, hi Corey, could you please join me in making an appeal to the authorities to urgently have the junction at Lower Grays and Boarding Hall properly lit? It is very dangerous at night, and there has been several serious accidents over the years. And the parts that you hear my voice went up, the person have in bold. So urgently, the authorities, persons are asking to have the, or this person in particular, asking to have the Lower Grays and Border Hall area properly lit. It's something that I know what we do from time to time. We wait until there's a death here or death there. If we can prevent one or two deaths, I think we prevent a lot of agony for a number of families. This one, and there are a number of these. I'm going to read a couple of them just to give you a sense of what Barbadians are facing in relation to contract work. I gave my plumber some money to buy and replace a kitchen tap for me last May. He has not done it as yet and is now refusing to take my calls. I am an old woman too. It seems like Bajan workmen hate us old women. And I explained that last part already. Hi, good morning. Can you speak about people who take your meeting money as well on a weekly basis over a period of the years, and when it comes time for them to pay, they don't, and furthermore, they block you off of their phone and no contact? I'm going to have to speak to these jointly. This one says, hi, what about the increase in minimum wages for lower-paying workers? As a supervisor in a cleaning company, we are being paid $6.63 an hour. And that is something more for, less for me to speak about, but something more to act on. This is, that was part of the mission critical, the increase of these minimum wages. So need to investigate what party system it is and if it may need a kick or a junk kick to get it moving forward a bit more. Happy 2020, Mr. Lane. Why the beginning of the last school term and this one, the principal, staff and children have to put up with these weed whacking noises going on at the beginning of school. As the workers cut the tall bush around St. Elizabeth Primary School, it is sad, unbearable noise, and I live away from the school. Thanks. As another matter to be looked into. This one says, hi, good morning, Mr. Lane. If I paid a contractor to provide a service, he does not provide the service, can that not be considered fraud? Wouldn't it be then a police matter? Now, the whole definition of fraud under there can get very technical. But you can call the police and you can see what type of response you get. I leave that one there. Last one, and I like this one. Get out your notepad or get your tablet and make some notes from this particular WhatsApp. Good morning, Corey. When I hear comments like these, it breaks my heart. But there is a general sense of ignorance that pervades our society that needs to be stamped out as it relates with dealing with contractors. First, getting vetted of persons coming to do the work. Check them out. Get references. Speak to persons that they have done work for. Second, as a rule of thumb, always seek 3 quotations before allowing persons to execute works for you and make sure the quotes are written or printed and signed, that they cover the full scope of works inclusive of materials and labor. Have a simple contract or agreement written up and signed by both parties. There exists free downloadable forms of contract online and available through the local BIA and other entities. For larger works or building a house, hire a professional to look out for your interests and money, especially if you are not knowledgeable of such matters. And I made that the WhatsApp of the day. Brad Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lane. How are you doing?
I am fine. And you?
Well, I get up to a point. You could remember last year I called concerning a man that come and did some work for me, 4 hours of work for $300.
Mm-hmm.
You stand still over there, Mr. Lane. I got that old lady's pain. The sun, I got till there, the wall, no cracking, so that may go get somebody else to do it. And every day, it is paying me to see that I made a noise about my thing, and my cousin stopped speaking to me because the man is terrifying. That's how it is. These contractors, listen, Mr. Lane, the only reason that I didn't take the law in my own hand with that Saturday evening is because they like my freedom. I like the carbon bar stats and Larry program. I didn't think so in the document.
Man, they got PF1s in prison no more.
Yeah, Philip, it's ridiculous that people just come and tell you they can do this and do that and then taking your money. Where's the pensioner?
There's something that needs to be stamped out. And the last WhatsApp that I read is the first step, the preventative step, right? Where you do all these things, it will help to reduce the possibility of it occurring. It doesn't eliminate it totally. And then when it happens, we as a society and the various agencies must have a response. And a response equal to the crime. So in other words, We must have some kind of body person that can go there and confront. I remember, again, in primary school, my mother was getting the ceiling redone. And the guy came, he took out all of the pieces, and he left his tools in the corner. So we were assured that this man got to come back. Only my mother was talking to one of her friends, and the guy did the same thing to them and left his tools there too. So I was convinced that this man got 10 or 60 sets of tools. So this is nothing that started yesterday. This is something that has been going on in this country for so long. And again, these people are not held to an account. Now, I'm not saying all contractors. You know, when we start upon teachers, politicians, whoever, you know, to start upon contractors, it would assume or it would sound like all contractors are bad. all the contractors out there that know you do good work, you do it on time and you do it within reason and in budget. Put your hand in the air, take a pat on the back, my look, even do a little walk up. You understand? We ain't talking about you all. But you see the rest of you all, we are disappointed in you all, and y'all got to up your game because you cause a lot of people agony in this country.
Mr. Lear, I'm going to end on this one. The people talk about illegal foreigners. There's a guy, I don't call his name, that I got to do some work for a friend of mine. And my buddy tell me, excellent work.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent work. So he's still going to do my work when they're ready. And people don't like to hear about foreigners.
I even tempted to read that email that I read, that last one, probably a little later in the show. I want to read it again because we got to stamp out the ignorance. And a lot of it occurs in terms of buying cars and getting cars repaired in this country too. A lot of it. Caller.
Thank you, Mark.
No, thank you too. Thank you.